This is new. I opted for a more bedroom pod setup. You get it? Bedroom pod instead of bedroom pop. I'm really fucking funny, I know. This is episode 30 of Naoto's Inner Loop podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. I really wanted to shoot this episode. I really wanted to do this episode right now. It just felt right, you know? You guys are in my bedroom right now. I have this desk mic stand that I'm holding in my hands. I don't know if this is going to affect the sound in any way. I'll fix the compression, but I want to record with this microphone and, you know, have something a little bit more impromptu. So here it is. This is the 30th episode. How are you guys doing? You know, this week I attempted to actually upload my podcast episode on YouTube, and you know, from the reception that I was initially getting from people that were able to catch the episode right away, it seemed to be good. It seemed to be really good. And then YouTube decided to take that shit down. So here I am. Here I am. I'm trying to resolve these issues. Copyright is a motherfucker, you know? Before I started, I almost forgot to, you know, I almost forgot to play a song. So I'm about to do that right now. Actually, yeah, hold up. I need to fix this camera. I know everybody that's on the audio, it doesn't really matter, but it's very, 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 very important that I remedy this now. So here we go. Here we go. There we go. Yeah. How's the sound? How's the sound? Yeah.
In my mind, there's
lots been on my mind. A lot's been on my mind this week. This week has barely even started. It's a Monday and a lot is already on my mind. It's gonna be a crazy, crazy week, you know what I'm saying? But sitting here cross-legged, the most toxic ass pose that you can ever have, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, this song is fire. I'm actually gonna you know what fuck YouTube. I am going to not play this, but what I'll do is I will list the songs I was playing this episode. Of course, if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can get around this by listening to my podcast on all the audio streaming platforms. So, wait, hold on. This music is actually... Hold on. It's actually pretty loud. But yeah, this was Chasing Feelings by Sakura. You know, finding this song was a little bit of a bitch because honestly, Sakura is way too common of a name. Also, we need to talk about I don't know how this mic quality is. I might have to up the compression on it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want it to be clipping, you know. What I was saying is that Sakura is such a common name, and especially for an artist, man. Like, they were like 20, and I couldn't even find this song until I actually typed the song name to it as well. So her name is Sakura. This song is called Chasing Feelings. Very relevant, very, very relevant for how I've been feeling today, you know? But before I get to that, I just want to kind of talk about how, if you're learning Japanese, and you decide to say a Japanese word in a very Japanese way, stop it. You, stop it. It's corny. It comes off a little bit too try hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you say Krillin, you don't have to say Kuririn. Like, what the fuck? His name is Krillin, bro. Like, when you say, like, Toyota, you don't have to say Toyota. Like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, only trust. No one in Japan does that shit. Especially if a Japanese person can speak both English and Japanese. They don't pronounce a Japanese word in a, like, super Japanese way. They just fucking, you know, say it in an English accent. It's because it's corny to try and just, like, do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, like I said, it comes off way too try hard. And, like, of all my bilingual friends, like, nobody does that shit. So don't do that. Anyways, I go off on a little bit of a rant. Like, right now, you know, a lot of things been feeling, I wouldn't say they've been feeling misaligned, but shit's been feeling off. Don't say it's Mercury retrograde. Don't say it. Don't. I'm looking at you. Don't. If I have to point at you one more fucking time, I swear to God. I don't know. Like, shit's been feeling out of whack. But yeah, shouts out to the breathing exercises, though. They can, look at breathing exercises. I mean, it's literally just like taking in heavy breaths and then exhaling slowly. You know, that can help out. That can help out a lot. Like, it allows you, shouts out to Fran, my roommate, for teaching me this. It's, you know, oftentimes when we get nervous or, you know, when we get angry or anxious, or we, even when we catch feelings for someone, that crackhead ass feeling that you get from that, you know, that can also be attributed to how in those moments we just start taking shallower breaths. At that point, we're limiting the oxygen that's going into our brains, and I don't want to speak it like this, but, you know, like, there's some kind of effect there, you know, and that's why oftentimes we just feel uncomfortable in that moment. Just take a second and take a breath in and then breathe out, you know, and just do this for another 4 or 5 times. And then I wouldn't say all your problems go away, but man, it could really put things into perspective, because these things can feel like the end of the world. And, you know, our minds can go to the worst possible scenario, but by breathing in, it's almost as if, well, for me at least, it's almost as if I remind myself that I'm alive and to be present. It's kind of crazy. Like, I've been, over the past week, I've just been finding myself angry at my previous relationship. And for what? And for fucking what? You know, like, at the end of the day, I want to move on from it. I know she wants to move on from it. So why not just fucking move on from it? You know, like, I've been holding on to this shit for way too long, to the point where I had to set up some studio lights in my fucking bedroom, turn on my camera, get this microphone on this desk stand and just talk about it. You know, we all need our outlets. This is my motherfucking outlet. I am sorry for putting this on y'all. Yeah, I just want you to know, though, like, the reason why I posted this, I mean, I don't really need to vent about the specifics about, like, what happened and shit, but I just kind of wanted to share that at the end of the day, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to sort itself out. What you might think is the end of the world really isn't, because the world's going to move on. The world's going to move on with or without us. And at the end of the day, that's not really up to us. Also, something else I've been thinking about is, you know, at some point, holding on to this shit becomes a choice. And I can admit that I was holding on to it because through my own free will. Normally at the end of the relationships, I just, you know, let this shit go. It is what it is. Never hit my exes back. But I don't know why this time I stepped outside that, you know? So all I'm gonna say is it's okay to feel this way. It won't be the end of the fucking world either. So yeah. Hope you enjoyed my TED Talk. No, I'm just honestly wanted to talk about that, but also talk about how I'm just grateful to be in this city, grateful to be alive, even grateful to have this job that I have all my limbs, that I can hear this beautiful, beautiful music, and I have an opportunity to discover it every day. You know, it wasn't long ago where I was feeling really, really down and out about my job and where I was going in life and how I was gonna, you know, I was even considering taking my master's, for example, in what? I don't know yet. I didn't know yet. I don't know now, but I definitely didn't know then what I wanted to do. I just wanted to advance my career, and that's a scary thing about, you know, we're always taught that structure is the thing that's going to lead to success. If we do this and this, if we memorize this, then we'll be successful. Life doesn't work like that. Life does not work like that. Success is not this predefined pathway that you can follow. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You know, there's no WikiHow for this bullshit. We, at the end of the day, you really got to get out there and do this. Do this in your own way. Not saying that it's going to work all the time. Most of the time, it probably won't. But the most important part about it is that you keep trying and that you don't give up. I know plenty of motherfuckers that got out of school and they just gave up. They just gave up. And no matter how hard you try to prop them up, no matter how hard you tell them that they can do it and all this is possible, what they want in life is possible, they have a million excuses. Not gonna let that shit stop me at all. Reason why I wanted to post this is because I want to be more consistent with the pod. I'm trying to figure out a way where I can get this content out to you more consistently, you know, more efficiently. Yeah, so when things are getting busy, I want to update y'all like this. I want to send a little message out like this. But you know, like I said, 2020, I got my eyes set on a lot of big things, and you know, it's only March. It's only March. There's still so much time for this week even to just hit so many people up to get an interview in. I'm going to definitely get an interview in. I promise you. I've been saying this for the last 3 months. I'm getting a motherfucking interview, okay? YouTube, don't demonetize me. This content isn't even monetized. I don't even have enough subscribers for that. So I don't know why you're doing me like that. Just a little update on the last video. Basically, they blocked it due to copyright. Because I was playing the two new Drake songs throughout it. You know, and I was probably playing like 30-second chunks. Like, that's normal for my pod, normal for the audio. If you want to hear that audio, listen to my motherfucking podcast. But you know, like, I'm at the point right now where it's like I don't even want to play any music when I'm posting this on YouTube. Like right now I'm playing a fire fucking song, but you can't hear any of this. Only the podcast audience can hear this, you know. It's a shame. It's a shame. If you really want to hear really good music to go along with this, listen on all podcasting platforms before they ban me from playing music there. But I doubt that's going to happen for a while. Actually, it might happen soon. I've seen some like sketchy ass like podcast shit. Like, have you guys seen like the illegally like downloaded songs on podcasts, like leaks and shit on podcasts? Like, they're songs, but then they're posted as podcast episodes, which is ridiculous. So I'm scared that they're gonna like crack down with some copyright shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm tired, bro. I'm tired. But you know what, I'm just, like I said, I'm just thankful for this week. I'm thankful that every day I get to go to a job that I actually enjoy and that I actually fuck with, you know? And it's going a really, really long way. So I just want to say shouts out to y'all. I'm not doing a taste testers today. I'll play like a few songs for you guys and then put it in the description below. I'm just too tired, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just really, really tired. So I want to do some minimal editing, you know? But we're about to get it in. This is also Over 85 by Hojin. Very, very dope.
That's okay by me.
And also, I just wanted to say shouts out to Britt and Sam, two homies out of Vancouver, and Elsa too, man. Like, and Elsa too, like, some of the most important, actually most of the most important people in my life, or I guess, no, let me reframe that. Most of the important people in my life, they're women. At the end of the day, I was taught to treat women with a type of respect. Not saying that I'm respectful all the time, and that's definitely problematic. That's very, very problematic, especially with my attitude towards women lately. I'm going to be better, you know? I'm going to be better this year. I'm going to be better for the rest of my life. Because at this point, I feel like I'm probably going to have, like, if I were to have kids, they're most likely going to be daughters at this point. Like, it's, I need to treat women better. Not like I've been treating them, like, really bad, for example. Like, it's not like I'm abusive. I am not abusive at all. You know, I mean, it's just typical scumbag shit, like just kicking out women and like one night stands, like just awful, awful things, you know? Like, I've also made a promise to myself that I'm going to be celibate for 6 months. So I don't know how that'll work out, but you know what? I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know. Yeah, this is going to be a short one. This is going to be a very, very short one. Although it's only 20 minutes, but you know what? This is going to be a short one. Because yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. This has been episode 30. Of Naoto's Interlude. Welcome to my bedroom. Welcome to this intimate space. I feel like we're just hanging out right now. So, peace. I'll miss y'all. I'll get an interview in this weekend. Post some more content. YouTube content, dedicated YouTube content, you know. Yeah, that's the plan. I miss y'all. I love y'all. This is for the real ones that listen to the pod, you know what I'm saying? Well, listen to the pod loyally. This time I'm not going to have any like topics or anything. This is going to be like this episode's definitely going to be like my old Tokyo episodes where I just kind of talked about my day in life. So, yeah, I miss y'all. Okay. Bye. Ah!